Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. I truly hope that you had a wonderful one-month vacation away from Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Blog Talk Radio. To God be the glory for the marvelous things that he has done concerning those that love him and even those who do not, because he is that kind of father. He loves his children, whether we're good, whether we're bad. He's not Santa Claus. Whether we're naughty or nice, he won't bless us. Yes, he does, because he said, I allow the sun to follow, to rise upon the unjust as well as the just. So I thank him tonight. Special shout out to God himself and to my sister Jackie and to Mother Blondie and to the rest of the listeners, the saints of God. We thank God for you on this evening, and I am indeed happy. The song says, I know somehow and I know some way we're going to make it.
Thank you.
life. I know some way we're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out right. We're going to make it. I know some way they're telling up. We're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out right. We're going to make it no matter what the test, no matter what comes our way. We're going to make it. You need to say that to yourself this evening. I'm going to make it. I don't rightly agree with somehow, some way we're going to make it, or I'm going to make it, but I know somehow, and I know the way is going to be made by God, and that's how I know that I'm going to make it. Oh, God is so worthy to be praised. I heard a man say on Monday, on Labor Day, and I had gone out to the gospel fest. You hear music playing in the background, and that's fine. That's the way I want it. So don't be alarmed by it. It's singing, "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," because you know that you're going to make it with Jesus on your side. So pass me not, O Gentle Savior. And yes, hear my humble cry. But I was out at the gospel fest on Monday in my neck of the woods here in near Dover. And the gentleman got up, the pastor got up, and he said, "When I think, T-H-I-N-K, I think, T-H-A-N-K, I grabbed that nugget because I listened to what he said. When I think, I think." And he said it twice. And I said, "Lord, I don't know how many of us," and it was over 500 of us outside there. And I said, "God, I got it. When I think, I think." Well, don't you think all the time? So you should be thanking God all the time. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I thank God for saving me. I thank God for the way that he brought me out. And the way that he brought me through, it may not have been the way I wanted it to be. But when I think, my God, that preaches by itself. When I think, I think. When I think, I think. When I think about all that God has done for me and my family and my friends, I give God thanks. Every time you go up and down the highways and you arrive at your destination safely and your vehicle arrives safely and not have to be dragged away. When I think, I think. When I turn the key to open my door and it opens, when I think of how good God is, I think. When you get into your car and put the key in the ignition, or if you've got a fancy car, you got a push button. So you apply your foot upon the brake and you mash the button and the car stops. When you think, you think. Oh my God, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that what he's done for me. When I think, somebody need to tell the Lord thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. It could have been me, homeless, outdoors, no food, no clothes. I could be just another number with a tragic end. I could be in a hospital tonight. I could be in a nursing home tonight in a wheelchair waiting for someone to push me. I could be laying up in a hospital with COVID. Thank God for Jesus. When I thank Lord Jesus, I thank you know what? It was intended for me to be there just to hear that. The singing was great when I heard that word. When I think, my God. Now, you know what? It may not have done anything for anyone else. That was, and it was several of us preachers out there. But whether they grabbed that nugget or not, I don't know. But trust me, I grab that nugget. When I think, I thank. Again, I want to give honor to God on this evening and to my sister, Evangelist Jacqueline Grant, and to Mother Blondie and to Mother Janie in her absence, and to all of you that may be listening in New York and in Georgia and North Carolina and the various places overseas, I'll just say it like that, overseas, because I don't know where overseas they're listening, but they're able to get me on Blog Talk, even overseas, anywhere where the internet is, I am. And that's all over the world. What a mighty God I serve. Who would have thought it? But when I thank, I say thanks. I just came down from New Jersey about, I think it was 6:52 when I opened the door to come into my house. And I said, I got to get the radio show on right away. And I forgot the number. In a month's time, I had forgotten the number. Thank God for being able to put stuff in my phone and write things down on paper. But I knew that I was going to tell you tonight what I think. I think. And I've been on a project, not a project, I've been on an assignment to help someone. You know, the song said, to love someone more dearly every day. To help a wandering child to find its way. To ponder after noble thoughts and pray. To smile when evening falls. To smile when evening falls. This is my test, to love someone more dearly every day, to help a wandering child to find its way, to ponder off the noble thoughts and pray, to smile when evening falls, to smile when evening falls. This is my test. And I've been on an assignment, ready to throw in the towel. But God wouldn't allow it. But I saw a miracle today for what God has done. So when I think, I'm going to say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. I've seen death become life in this person's life. And I thank God for his goodness and all that he has done so far. Well, while I was on vacation from Blog Talk Radio, I was still in the presence of God. I was able to go home to New York to celebrate with my aunt of 76 years old. She became in August on the 13th. God allowed her to see her 76th birthday. And I'm grateful for that. And we had a beautiful birthday celebration for her. And I was able to visit some older than my aunt in their 80s. I was able to sit with them and enjoy being in their presence. That's what God did. And I'm grateful. And I was able to come back home and resume. And then I went out and I married a couple. They got married on the 26th of August. And I was grateful for that, too, because that, since I've been ordained as a pastor, since 2014, I became an ordained pastor. That was my very first wedding performance. We don't know how God moves and when and why, but I'm grateful tonight for that. And then I went out preaching, did a two-day revival. Well, it was a night revival and a Sunday morning continuation from Saturday night into Sunday morning service, where the Spirit of the Lord was real. And five young girls, school age girls, one of them looked like my niece Janasia, and shaped and beautiful eyes like Janasia, round, pretty face, and I gave her the name Angel because she dreams and she sees angels. She gave her life to the Lord. I think she was about 10 or 11. And then there was three other young ladies who wanted to give their lives to the Lord. And then there was another one who, all these girls were like teenagers except for the first young lady. She gave her life to the Lord. And her dad was the drummer at this church that I was preaching at down in the country, but we had church. And the dad just stopped beating the drum and just went to rejoicing because God had answered his prayer. Daughter got saved. And then God wasn't finished moving. He filled the usher who worked on the door with the gift of the Holy Ghost. She began to speak in tongues that the Spirit of God gave utterance. So you see, I've been on the battlefield for my Lord. I was on vacation from Block Talk on Wednesday night, but I've still been in the vineyard working. And I'm grateful to God on this evening. welcome back. Happy to hear from so many of you on Facebook. Get on my sister Jackie's Facebook page so that you can be informed of what's going on. She even has a picture out there of me while I was vacationing in New York in the Hamptons. I went down to Sag Harbor where the yachts are, and I love being near the yachts. And I just thank God that how he gave us the water free and we take advantage of what he has given us. Beautiful yachts. They boat all over the world in their yachts. I don't know if I'll ever own a yacht. I really don't have a desire to own a yacht, but maybe I might be able to get in touch with one of the yacht owners and do a concert on the yacht. I'm going to believe God for that happening, whether it happens in New York or Spain. It doesn't make any difference to me as long as we get it done to the word of God. Let's go to John's Gospel. I promised not to be on here long. I have not had any food all day. And I will be all right for the moment. Let's go to John's Gospel. And this is what came up on my phone. I was going to go to another book, but this came up, John's Gospel, the 14th chapter of John, verse 23. We're going to read that, and we're going to shut it down for the evening, and I promise you I will do a little better next Wednesday night. We're praying for all the bereaved families. They are everywhere. They're large and small. Every second someone leaves the earth, and every second someone makes their grand entrance. And we thank God for life, and we thank God for death, because death to some people is a, and life to some people is truly a blessing. So we thank God for life and death. Jesus said, he answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. This is John's Gospel, and he's talking about Jesus answered and said. Now, to know what the conversation is, you will have to go to John's Gospel, John 14 and 23. You may have to read John 14 and 22. Let me see if I can grab it quickly in my Bible. I am using my phone, my cell phone. So let me see if I can grab it quickly and just give you a little bit of what's going on here in John's Gospel. Let's see, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then we have John. Let me get my glasses. That always helps. Just bear with me for a moment while I get to it. Yeah. Marvin Winans is singing. He's singing, "Yes, I Got It." Everlasting life. Yeah. He's asking you, do you have everlasting life? Ah, bless his name. Yes. Amen. Yes, I got it. Everlasting life. What do you want the Lord to say? Well done, good and faithful servant. What do you want the Lord that I serve to say? Yes, I got it. Everlasting life. Let's look at this quickly here in my Bible. And it says, Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? That's verse 22. I began reading at 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word. Now, I'm reading not out of the King James. I'm reading out of my New Spirit-filled Bible. Your King James might say commandments. I'm not sure right now. Ah, my God. And the word which you hear, mine, but the Father who's in me. That is something that I would truly say. When I think, I think. Because if I love him, this is what he's saying to you. It's not good enough to just attend an assembly on Sunday morning or an assembly on Wednesday night with me on Blog Talk Radio. The Lord himself is saying, if you love me, you've got a charge to keep because you've got to keep my word. If you love me, you keep my word. See, Judas, the Lord, how will you manifest yourself to us. That's the question that he asks. How will you manifest yourself to us and not to the world? How can this be? How is this possible that you can be seen but not seen? That's a good question. God, how is it that you can show yourself to them, but they, watch it, there's a them and a they in this word here tonight. They and them. How is it, God, that you can show yourself to them and the theys cannot see you? Judas is asking this question. Now, this is not the one that betrayed him. This is not Judas Iscariot, whatever his name is, however you say it. Iscariot. Thank you. Lord, how is it that, how can you do this? I'm inquisitive. I just want to know. You said that I could ask you questions. So I'm asking you, Lord, how is it that you're going to manifest? You're going to show yourself to us and not to the world. Let's ask this young man, this disciple, puzzle. He's trying to figure out, how is that possible? How is it that we will be able to see you and they won't to see you? See, that's the difference between the them and the they. T-H-E-M and T-H-E-Y. How? I have to ask Jesus this question because I'm confused. Look like if he's going to be visible, everybody should be able to see him. So Jesus, and I'm almost finished, Jesus answers and said to him, if anyone loves me, she also will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. So, the them, and I put an S on it, the thems, meaning more than one, the thems confess that they love him. And they demonstrate that they love him by keeping his word. And the theys, T-H-E-Y-S, say they love him. Oh, I love you, Jesus. And they don't keep his word. That's the difference. Because the them say, Lord, I love you. with all of my heart and with all of my soul and with all of my might, and they uphold righteousness. They keep God's word. They take him at his word, and they do his word. He said, my Father is coming with me. And we're going to abide or abode at your house. We're going to come in and visit with you. We're going to make it possible. That we become acquainted with you. We're going to make our home with you. Ah, that's the answer to his question. The answer depends on you, whether God visits your house or not. And I don't mean the four walls. I'm talking about you yourself have to make this decision. Your four walls cannot do it for you, but you yourself have to uphold his word. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. You know what? Can we be real when we're singing that song? No. Do you love the Lord more than anything? No. In the moment you do, when the moment is gone, you know, in the thrill of our flesh, we'll say, I love you. And when that thrill subsides, you might look at yourself in the mirror and say, I shouldn't have told that lie. Well, it's the same way here. We sing a lie as well as tell one, I worship and adore you. That might be true. You might worship and you might adore, but do you love him more than anything? Wow. Don't be put to the test. Abraham can testify, Lord, I love you more than anything. Abraham was put to the test when the Lord told him to take his son and go up on the mountain. You know the story. Where is the sacrifice? I got my son with me, but where's the sacrifice? Sometimes God's silence is the answer. So Abraham prepared to take his son's life because he said, Lord, I love you with all of my heart and with all of my soul. I love you. I worship and I adore you. And Lord, I just want to show you that I love you more than anything. So much so that I'm willing to sacrifice my son's life unto God. I'd rather be here by myself. How many of you tonight will give your child for God, truth? So should we sing the song? Sing a part of it. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you. But leave the more thing off. Lord, I love you. And go back to I love you, Jesus. Shazam, adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you, but I'm not sure that I love you more than anything, anyone, because when it comes to sacrificing my children, God, I don't, or my child, can't do that one. Ask me for anything else, God, but not my child. But you just got finished saying, I love you more than anything. So Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. God is pleased when you love Jesus. That's his son. And you know how you are when people love your children. You like them. I'm not talking about a girlfriend, boyfriend, where she's in love with your son and you can't stand her. I want him to find somebody else because I don't like that chick. But God is saying, because you love my son, I will love you because I spoke in my word that this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So God is happy when you love his son, Jesus. So therefore, Jesus can bring his father to your house because Jesus is welcome, and so that makes his father welcome. So wherever Jesus goes, his father is going with him because of the love. Ah, where is the love? Ah, thank you, sweet Jesus. Where is the love? Where's the love? Ah, my God. This is a good opening sermon for tonight. I was just going to get on here, read a scripture, and shut it down, but God said, not so. Tell somebody about me. So I go back to 23 again. That's where I started. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And so as the story goes, verse number 24 says, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. Need I say more? Need I say more? I went back and got 22 so that you will know why Jesus was answered or what Jesus was answered. I gave you what the question was in 22. I said you probably have to read 22 in order to figure out what Jesus is talking about in 23 through 19. I got a few more moments. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. See? See what I'm talking about? This is what in 19 is explaining why 22 is asking the question. See, I like to go backward and forward and forward and backward because that's just the way the word is. You all need to read this. See, it seems like the only thing you know in John's gospel is let not, you know, John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Well, that's good. But you only want to work with that during somebody's funeral. Come on here. 19 says, again I read, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. You will see me because I live. You will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments, there's that word, and keep them, that's 21, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Question answered by Jesus. Question asked by Judas. Because Judas, he was afraid. He was total lost. He was confused. I don't understand none of this talk that's going on here tonight. I don't understand it myself. Something strange going on here. How can this be? Well, Jesus answered and told him how the story goes, how it's all possible. Brother sang a song once, Pastor Michael said he made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible. Well, the Lord here is saying that we'll make it possible. My Father and I will make it possible. We'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Remember, whatever your problem, he will fix it. He can fix it. He'll make it all right. He's saying here in this 14th chapter of St. John, let's say we start at verse 19, but I started with verse answering 22's question. And then I went back and got 19 and brought it on home to 24. Write it all down. Read it for yourself. And every time you read God's word, ask him to open up your understanding. Because they say he who lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who has all the wisdom. He makes it possible. He'll make it all right. Is there anything too hard for God? Mm-mm. Not at all. Not at all. Angels, remember that. Bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God we serve. So when I think, I'm going to think of the name Jesus. The next thing should be thank. Ooh. When I think about God and all that he's done in the creation, and when I see the sun, and when I look out my window now, it's dark here up here in the north. Those of you in the south still might have a little daylight creeping around. But up here in the north, it's dark already. I guess if I look out my window and look up towards the sky, I can see just a little lightness in the sky. But those of you probably in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, you might have a little more daylight than me right now. But when I look out my window and I see, when I think, I'm going to think. Called the bank and my Social Security check has been delivered to the bank, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because somebody didn't get a check. Thank. They're not eligible for a check. You, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord. When I open my refrigerator and I see that I've got food that I can choose between this or that, I'm going to thank and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Got food to waste, food to throw away. I'm sure I could go in there now and throw out something. I'm so blessed. So when I think, I'm going to be mindful to thank the Lord for all he's done for me. I tell you, it's been a pleasure being with you all tonight. I don't know what's playing on the TV right about now, but we're going to find out what's going on. Well, they just went, look like, to a commercial of some kind. I don't know what's going on. But Charles Jenkins was singing Someday. I don't know how it ended because I was talking to you. But listen to this. I want to wish you all a very good night and a safe September. My sister has a birthday this month, not many days hence. It'll be my sister's birthday. I need to get a card in the mail for my sister on tomorrow. She may not get it in time for her birthday, but she'll get it. I need to get that card out now. Thank you, Jesus. Sing, Lee. I want you all to have a good night. And when Lee finished singing, we are off the air. God bless. bless you all. Pray for me, Pastor Benjamin, that I will be continue to love the Lord and keep his commandment.
I may awake at night, but that's all right. But I know Jesus. I know you will. I wonder. I just wonder. Is there anybody here that knows he will? I need somebody that knows he will. Anybody here that knows God will? Talking about a doctor in a city room. I'm coming to keep us in a lonely hour. Everybody here that knows you can see that he can spell it out for you. Everybody here that knows he'll fix it.
Amen. Have a good night, everyone. God bless.